This is Twit.
Lego is releasing a new kit that's going to help kids to learn how to program their own projects in creative ways. And joining us to give his take on what he says might be the best toy of 2017, at least as of now, is Jeffrey Fowler from the Wall Street Journal. How are you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing well.
It's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us. So first of all, who did you enlist to put the Lego Boost Kit to the test, or did you do this yourself?
No, you can't review kids' stuff without getting kids involved. So I had three pint-sized reviewers help me out. One was 6, the other was 9, and the third was 10. And it was actually kind of an amazing process. You know, normally reviewing stuff is a fairly intense process. You have to figure out how to work it, how to put it all together. But these kids just took it and ran with it. And that is, I think, kind of the most important lesson here is, like, kids figured it out. They already know how to use Legos. They know how to use iPads, and they have fun with it. And that's kind of the biggest lesson, I think, to teach kids if you want them to learn about coding at a young age, right? You're going to have fun with it. And they all had fun with this.
Absolutely. Moving Lego into the kind of the next generation where everyone, you know, kids at this age, man, they're so advanced at such a young age. When I was reading through this and watching the video and thinking about it, I was thinking about the fact that, you know, not very long ago, programming as a thing was just like relegated, like you just assumed that you had to be of a certain kind of mindset, a certain capacity to do this. But it's gotten to the point to where, you know, you have a tablet, you have some Lego bricks, you have this kit, and it opens up this whole world and potentially gets kids involved or interested in programming where maybe they wouldn't have been aside from that. What are some of the major components that are involved here that make this unique?
Sure. Well, there's two things that I think really make it stand out from the pack. So first of all, it's Lego bricks. So you're buying a pack of, I think it's about, what did I say, about 850 bricks. And like other Lego projects, you have to assemble them. I happen to bring with me today a certain completed one. You go through and you assemble these. These are traditional Lego bricks. They're not, you know, some weird new kind of brick. They will work with the stuff that probably you've already got lost in your carpet at home. And so the step one is the kids assemble it. Now they use an iPad app to help them do it. So it's got basically the same instructions you would get normally in those little books. So that's part one. Part two is actually though where things get really interesting. So that same iPad app will kind of stop the kids along the process every once in a while and say, hey, I want you to try to do something with the iPad app to make the creature that you're creating come to life. This one here is named Vernie. And what the app has is a version of Scratch. That's the visual programming language that came out of MIT. And basically shows you very simply, it doesn't have any on-screen text. You don't even have to be able to read to be able to do this. But if you move these little blocks of code together, things will happen. And kids figure this out really quickly. So for example, with, how many have I got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. With 4 bricks of code, I can make Vernie here do this.
I feel supercharged. Wow.
Right. So if I didn't have it in my hand, he'd be dancing around right now. So that this is the two parts. First, you build the bricks, and then you code.
That's awesome.
So for Christmas, I got one of my 12-year-olds Flybricks, which was a Lego drone, like a drone that you make out of Legos. And so, you know, it would crash all over the place, and then he could put it back together. And that was part of it, you know, kind of figuring out, like, if you've ever had to build your own drone, you kind of know it's got to be balanced. Does this have the same features? Like, does it fall over and you have to put it back together? Or does it, once you got it together, does it basically stay together?
I would say that, you know, with normal non-moving, non-programmable Legos, there's like a wiggle room for getting some things wrong. This one has less wiggle room because these are actually mechanical parts. Like if you look inside here, there's one big hub down here that has motors in it, and it's got to connect to all the other pieces in just the right way for that to work. So if one is off, it won't work. In fact, Vernie's arm here for a little bit was a little gimpy until we figured out that there was a piece off. So it's a little unforgiving on that. But once it's together, it seems to have stuck together. I've been carrying Vernie back and forth here on the train with me in San Francisco, and he hasn't fallen apart yet. So that's good news. It sticks together just like regular Legos do.
And these are specific kits that build a certain thing. This isn't like build anything you want and you can get these components. Or can you? Can you go a little bit more imaginative with the pieces themselves?
Yeah, so that's sort of one of the things that's interesting about this is Lego kind of designed it to be open-ended, and I like this about it. So In the box, you get the pieces that you would need to make. There's five different things that they have the instructions for. There's this robot, there's a cat, there's a guitar, there's a couple other things. But then they have another area of the app that they call Creative Canvas. And that's where the kids who may be a little more advanced, kind of really get into it, can start making their own creations and figuring out the mechanics of using the motors and the sensors built into this to make their own thing. And they kind of get you started in that direction with kind of the basics of a, basically kind of a dragon that can kind of walk along on four legs and does that. And they show you some of the basics of that, and then you can start adding to it. And that's the magic here, because you may already have a lot of other Lego pieces in your house or Lego creatures or whatever. You can start adding them on to the thing you made, and then it truly becomes yours. And so the creative opportunities here multiply much more than with some of the other coding, teaching apps or toys you've seen out there, because you're doing both. You're making the physical thing, and you're making the programming.
Nice.
So you, in your article, you say that, I think Andrew was the 10-year-old, that you said it took him 4 hours to put it together. Now, did this, it really kept the attention of a 10-year-old boy for 4 hours?
It did, yeah. It was pretty incredible. We took a break for dinner, but then he couldn't wait to get finished with dinner and go back to it. And he really didn't want to go to bed at the end of it. Like, there's something about Legos that many kids can just kind of zone into. And that's another advantage that I think this product has versus a lot of the other, coding teaching toys or robotics toys out there. Kids, there's kind of a cult around Legos that many kids are already a part of, so they really want to make this work. And Lego was also pretty smart in the app of kind of keeping them interested along the way, stopping you like halfway through and saying, you know, making the robot come to life a little bit just to get you interested enough to keep you going to the next level. So he got frustrated a couple of times, and I stopped in to help, but mostly it was all him. I was just there watching in wonder.
I mean, that to me, I've been through a lot of tech toys, and I feel like the best toys are the ones that make you struggle. You might fail a little bit, but you're never failing enough to really give up. Because right. I mean, I feel like that's how kids learn anything. Just keep doing it, and you know, eventually you'll have success and appreciate how many times you failed along the way.
That's right. And this isn't the coding part of this, which surprised me, because it was sort of the favorite part that the kids have, because you would think like they would be interested in the Lego brick building, which is what Legos are known for, but they were really into the coding, and it guides you to make a couple of programs first, but this isn't rote learning or just, you know, fill in these things to get to go to the next level. It really does encourage you to start playing. I think part of that has to do with the things that the bits of code do that you're creating appeal to a younger set. So there was a lot of flatulence, jokes and pranking and that kind of thing. One of the disappointments of it actually is because it was so appealing as a way to prank your parents or your brother or your sister, the kids immediately were thinking like, oh, I'll hide it in, you know, the bushes or closet or something and trick someone. But the sound that you hear, the sound of the talking or the dancing or the farting, doesn't actually come out of the robot. There's no speaker in the kit. That comes out of the iPad or Android tablet that you're using to run it. So that kind of gets in the way. So I could see an improvement on this in the future, maybe another kit that they come out with bricks that actually have a speaker, which wouldn't be too hard to do.
No, I wouldn't imagine that would be hard to do at all. It seems like an obvious move in that direction. Finally, how much and when can people start buying this for their kids?
$160, and I believe it's going to show up in stores on August 1st. And there's a conversation to be had about whether $160 is going to be worth it to a lot of families. That's a pretty big investment for a toy. That was sort of my initial response, like, wow, that's a lot. Folks who are into Legos know that they're actually pretty expensive these days. There's a Star Wars Lego kit that I found on Amazon that has the entire Death Star. That's $500. Oh, so that's pretty crazy. So it's in the range for Legos, but it's still a pretty expensive toy.
I have one final question. Can you program it to pick up all the Lego that are all over your floor so you don't step on them in the middle of the night?
2.0. It's going to have to be Lego Booster.
It'll be its very own Wally picking up the Lego junk all over the place. Jeffrey Fowler from the Wall Street Journal, really appreciate you taking time and giving us your take on this. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.